Yo, Ram, man, like back in the day, man, I was that dude, man. Like back in the day, like any way you slice it, I was that dude. I was any and everywhere and everything all at once. That was me, bro. I was Sports McGee. Like I was on the basketball team. I was averaging 35, 11, and 12. It was crazy. And I was playing football. I was getting my Bo Jackson, my Deion Sanders. I was double dipping, bro. It was one football game. I was the QB. And I passed it 46 yards to myself and scored the winning touchdown. This is what I was doing, bro.
We all heard of them fairy tales, what you used to be. You could have been called a prodigy musically. If you would have gone to college exclusively, if you could have stored the knowledge to the T, or captured a few degrees, or drafted into the league, or maybe you regret how you reacted to scrutiny. It was just a simple fact, you lacked opportunities. You ain't fooling me now, look at your no wealth. Look at prisoner to the human, you could have been. Resorting to posting pics of your old self. You could have, should have, would have been a, oh well. We never gonna find out, cause ignorance is bliss. And you all living in sublime doubt. Yes. I never take the time out to think about that time when, cause I'm living like my time now. The time you take to think about that time you climbed a mountain, got you pouting in that hole. You told you got no time to climb out.
Let's go.
Instead of seeing all the signs, you rather say you blind and you can't find no place to stamp your signature, so then you sign out. Why now?
You know, any way you slice it, New York style, tavern style, Sicilian style, any way you slice it, I was that dude, bro. Dudes hated me because, you know, I was always with their girls before they hooked up with them. I was already there. I had already claimed. I was colonizing the draws back then. I had colonies in different pockets, all the pockets, cargo, overall, you name it.
We all heard of them stories about what you could have been if you ain't wind up back in your hood again. At risk to the same violence that took your friends. If you would have focused more with the books and pens, we know what you could have been. If you would have took the time that it took to win. And if you was at your peak in your school days, that I was too cool phase, then you probably a true slave to the time when you was healthy and looking slim. And now you on this crusade with Beijing and toupees. Come to grips, nigga, you aged. Looked in the mirror this morning and seen a few grays. Yo, last night was the first time that this dude prayed. Nah, no need for the old Ran. That come up DVD was working out in the yard doing dip sets on that old cam. Damn, was never into the reminiscing. Premonitions, blowing our pen of vision is demolition. The definition is logical, know your obstacles. Your age is mandatory, but growth is strictly optional. Duff.
And I was dealing. I was dealing. I had the Colombian connect. I was dealing that pure, that raw. I'm telling you, bro.
Hope y'all niggas' best days ain't behind you. My best day is right now, in the present.
Hey, take your time, young fella. We move at God's speed. But we can't let them take the wheel, cuz it always takes will to pick up them car keys. Violent stick-ups by armed thieves. Don't get involved, please. That's the type of wound that'll never heal when the scars leave. I don't feel when the heart grieves, cuz my soul is deep and cold as the dark seas. I keep a fresh lineup, curls on dark seas. Popping willies on RVs. Tatted names of niggas who slain remain on my arm sleeve. Hammocks on palm trees, white sands in the Maldives. Enjoy a calm breeze, couple cases of Don P's, we living life. And nowadays, these power plays got stand up niggas doing shit that don't be sitting right. On any given night, I'm Vincent Price. There's not a villain colder. Kill a cobra, then LOL when the thrill is over. They should have told you I'm young, brash, and a little vulgar. And now I balls with class like Villanova. Still in order, that's that money aroma. Don't take a lot to sniff. I'm an American gangster, ain't gotta watch the flick. That Perrier Jouet gone flow, don't get a drop of drip. That's 25K alpaca, you gotta block the shit.
I was on some American gangster type stuff. They didn't even know it was me until they saw me courtside at an NBA game. It was the Knicks, I think. They saw me courtside, and my girl got me this flamboyant-ass coat. And then the fans were just like, yo, who this dude courtside with the flamboyant coat? That's why I felt that scene in American Gangster when he was mad at her. He threw the coat in the fire, and then he was like, alpaca! Then I had an alpaca in my apartment complex. Man, come on, man. I was that dude, bro.